What it do, what it does, what it be like. It's your boy, Black Girl, a.k.a. Dr. Oz. And this is the Doctor's Orders Podcast, brought to you by Oz Entertainment and Enterprises in collaboration with Vision Spoke Management. What it do, welcome back. Bruh, I am not feeling it tonight, boy. Poo-woo. Your boy's exhausted, man. Been working a lot, hustling a lot, trying to stay afloat. You know how it be. I know you know how it be. Cause everybody going through it. But like for real, I'm really burnt. I know you probably see it in my face. I know you hear it in my voice. But hustlers never sleep and sleepers never hustle. So here I am. I owe y'all an episode. So here goes nothing, as I like to say. And excuse how I'm sounding too. Cause I'm kind of going through a major toothache in the back, wisdom tooth broken or something like that. I don't really know. Trying to set up an appointment. Schedule ain't been great. I'ma figure it out. Try to stay medicated and sedated and as busy as possible to keep my mind and everything off of all of the pain and grief. And I'm barely sleeping. And I'm probably take all that out. Y'all don't need to hear about all that. Here I am, thankful to be back for another episode, you dig? I, as usual, appreciate the feedback. A lot of y'all been hitting me up in the streets and on social. Shout out to y'all. I hope y'all enjoyed the last episode, man. Shout out to Jonathan Belton one more game, Vision Sport Management. We got a lot more in the works. There's many more podcast episodes from clients and crew. Involving Vision Sports, so that's going to be very exciting, very dope. It was cool to have a visual guest for the first time. Get used to that. We got many, many more. Got a couple of entrepreneurs lined up. Just in real time, real talk. That's really why I'm doing this whole podcast situation, man. I want a platform for somebody or something, organization-wise. When I say thing. That don't normally get their idea across. And I know I don't really have the largest following, but when I talk, people tend to listen and people tend to be interested in what I have going on. I appreciate that type of love and attention and respect. So that's why I built this platform. So any entrepreneurs out there, I mean any small business owners, rappers, singers, actors, authors, man, the list goes on, man. If you got anything going on, come through, man. I want to interview you. I want to talk to you. I want to pick your brain. And I want to push your agenda. You know what I'm saying? I know y'all have things that y'all want to put out there into the public. Want the public eye to be able to see. So let me just come through, man. That's what I'm doing this for. Is why I'm here. So please hit me up. And thank you. I ain't gonna take too much time with it, just running it with y'all for a second. Most of this gonna be, as usual, solo, like zero. But that's all good with me, man. I got, like I said, a couple guests lined up. It's gonna get more exciting. Just gotta give y'all a little something, cause it's been too long. I'm about to start stacking episodes and just release them as needed. Because, man, it's, when I get the window, like right now, it's well past midnight. Y'all know me, it's past my bedtime, but you got to get it in. But I'm going to start keeping things stacked up. And I ain't really just going to give away my whole blueprint. Anyway, man. Thank y'all for coming through this segment. Tonight for this episode. This segment. Whatever you want to call it. I really just want to chop it up about how time. Time is a funny thing, bro. Time is amazing. People like to say that times change. Let me say it like that. But there's another saying that times don't change, but people do. That's also very true. For instance, you can be doing something for, I think they say 21 days forms a habit or something. But I mean, to get to them 21 days, what did it start with? Start with day one, right? You start with day one, might get up and do the same thing the next day. Then the third day go come. Of course, you follow suit, you did it. Now you're already starting to build a pattern. Then you're going to look up, them 3 days go turn into your 7 days. That's your week. You knock out 3 weeks, that's your 21 days right there. You've already mentally and in muscle memory formed a habit Those can be good or bad. Before I dig any deeper, let's just get it straight. Not every habit is a good habit, but there's also very great habits that you will reap benefits from if you form these habits, these good ones. But like, there's a lot of bad habits out there. I have a few of them myself. I think we all do. Everybody got a bag, everybody got a vice, you know. But yeah, like I was saying, you put together three of those weeks, that's your 21 days. 4 weeks, that's what? A month. 3 months past, that's a quarter of the year, bro. So it's like, think about it. You make your day by day steps. You start noticing the smaller changes. The either increase or decrease in your five senses and whatever's in your mind, whatever type of mentality you hold. Let's give some examples. How about push-ups? Push-ups is probably a good habit, I would say. All right, you want to stay healthy. You want to keep your upper body strength up to par to live a comfortable and natural life, right? So you might start out like, I ain't been in the gym since high school or something like that. So you can be like, all right, I'm gonna wake up in the morning and I'm gonna give 10 push-ups. And those 10 push-ups are probably gonna be hard as hell. Might be a little sore from them the next day. And yeah, I know some of y'all laughing, like 10 push-ups, like, it's all for the podcast. Just hear me out, Jared. So you do your 10 push-ups. Day two, you do your 10 push-ups. Day three, you do your 10 push-ups. Your body hurt, your upper body, your shoulders and shit, they hurt. But you like, all right, these 10 push-ups got easier each of the 3 days. The second day wasn't as hard as the first, and the third wasn't quite as hard as the second, and you just kept going. 5-6 days passed, you're like, all right, I can do more than 10. I'm gonna bump it up to 20, you know. Of course, the first day that you do 20 is gonna be a lot harder than the third day that you did 10 or whatever. But you'll gradually increase until one morning you wake up like, I can do 100 push-ups every single day. You probably didn't happen overnight or nothing like that, though. I mean, by this time, you probably got into weeks and even months of doing the push-ups. But that's basically what the whole point is. You gradually want to get better in everything that you do, step by step. You can't skip steps. Each step is not going to be easy. Most likely it's going to get harder and harder as you go through. But as long as you keep making the moves, the steps up by doing the push-ups, you'll come away with some type of reward. You'll reach some type of goal. You'll reap the benefits, you know, of the exercises that you put in. On the same token, negative habits, drinking, smoking, you know, things of that nature, which I do, but, you know, a lot of us do. But the point I'm making, okay, it started out with your, I don't know, your first cigarette. Your first cigarette. You smoked your first cigarette. Might not even like how it tastes. Probably kind of strong, you probably coughed, you know. But that was your first cigarette. You might have smoked your second or your third. Tastes get a little bit better. You just liked the way it made you feel, though. So you continued to do it, regardless of if you didn't like the smell or the taste. And over time, all of that fades away. Because by the time you get into your 30 days of smoking, or 6 weeks of smoking, or 6 months of smoking, you just pretty much going deeper down the slide, because first of all, the cigarette doesn't give you the same effect as it did with the first, second, and third cigarettes, because now your body's accustomed to the nicotine and the other toxins that's in the smoke. So you need more of the same product, which is costing you more money, which is putting more damage, wear and tear, more mileage on your lungs. It's all going more. It's going up, and it's increasing more and more as you go. That's an example of a negative habit that continues to, I don't know, it could tear you down, or it could bring you up. That's basically what I'm trying to discuss here. So yeah, those are the examples of having habits go left or right, positive or negative. Again, the X factor is time. It's time. They say time heals all wounds. It's believed that if you put in enough time into a craft or, you know, whatever you got going on in your life, you'll make progress to the point of maybe completion, you know. Excuse me. But there's also cases of time where you'll let it slip away from you. You'll waste it. Time is a very precious thing. You're going to lay around here and look, pick your head up, and so much time will be passed you by if you're too focused on the wrong things. Definitely happened to me a lot. I look back at my whole 20s and I don't remember nothing but pretty much working. I didn't really start enjoying media and making music and just life in general until my 30s, which is crazy. But that's what I say about time. You have to pay attention. It'll pass you by in the blink of an eye without even recognizing. Just like right now, it's damn near 1 o'clock. I started this at damn near 12. The battles of trying to record a podcast when you're extremely exhausted and have an excruciating toothache and have to keep cutting the camera off and on. All of that, you know what I'm saying? Time, it'll slip right out your hands, man. But I guess to pivot off of that a little bit, sticking to the same premise of time, when you get to talking about people now, that's another funny thing. You know, if you knew somebody in your, I don't know, childhood, elementary, junior high days, you know that's one version of a person. You can't expect to see that same version of the person, I don't know, high school, college, you won't see that. And if you know, if you're blessed to know that person even longer, you know, when you start having kids and getting spouses and cars and houses and jobs and all of that, man, you ain't going to see the same person that you knew in high school or even elementary. You know, people change. Times change, but the saying is time don't change, people do. And that's very true, man. Don't sleep on anybody. Don't sleep on anybody. I know there's probably somebody that you knew that you never would have expected to accomplish the things that they've been able to accomplish. Or better yet, you just wouldn't think that they'd be happy in life or that they wouldn't be successful in their own right. There's other people that you looked at like, damn, you know, you really got your, you got your shit together. You got all your ducks in a row. You expect them to be very successful people. You think that they're very happy people. But in reality, probably some of the most saddest people of your circle, or even better yet, probably didn't accomplish half of the things that you expected them to. Now those are your expectations, that's not theirs. So they could possibly, while you're looking at them like they didn't do anything with their life, they possibly are very content and very happy with what they got going on. And vice versa, you know, for the person that you look up to, for the person that you feel like, man, they on their shit, they really got it together, I'm proud of them, they may not be happy with any of the stuff that they have going on, which is part of the game, you know, it's part of the game. You really go out here to make yourself happy. That's really the point in life, because of the fact that time is short. We don't know when our time is coming. We lose people every day, you know. But at the beginning and the end of all this, it boils down to which you prefer. Like, you can't live up to someone else's expectations. You also can't sell yourself short if you have big dreams and you refuse to go chase them and go work for them. Prayer is good, but prayer without work is dead. And it's very necessary for you to not waste your time, because you don't know how much the Most High gave you. So the premise of all of that is, don't sleep on anybody. Don't be rude or hurtful to anybody. You never know who someone's going to become. You never know who you might need. You never know who might need you. You just never know. So time is very funny when it comes to shit like that, because there's not much more you can do but form either good or bad habits in this life. And if you want to become a certain type of person, or if you have a goal for yourself and you're not getting there, it's not a hard formula to crack. It's not a hard code to crack. There's something that you're doing that's holding you back or not allowing you to reach your full potential. Habits. Make good habits more relevant and more obvious than your bad habits. That's the best way to look at it, to be 100 with y'all. So yeah, y'all, that's all I got. That's all I got. I'm feeling horrible. It's well past my bedtime. My tooth throbbing. I just wanted to take a little time out to at least put an episode out, because I know it's been very sporadic with me, but I'm trying to stay as consistent as possible. We're going to have some pretty decent episodes coming up. Bro, this is rough. Look, I love y'all. Y'all know how to hit me up. Facebook, Earl Nelson page, Black Girl Highs. YouTube, Earl Nelson page, Black Girl Highs. IG, at Black Girl _ Highs. That's BLACKEARL _HAAS. If you're a returning listener, I appreciate you for your time and efforts. And if you just ran across me, please look up the rest of the catalog. 101.